Wait. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, March the 28th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are focusing on a report by the global human rights campaigner Amnesty International, which paints a grim picture of the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. This as the country prepares for elections later this year. The 2022-2023 Amnesty International report makes an assessment of the situation in 156 countries, concluding that, quote, across the world, authorities continued their heavy-handed repression of universal freedoms. A similar conclusion was drawn by the U.S. State Department in its own evaluation of Zimbabwe and other world countries last week. But first, a quick update on the ZANU-PF elections. Supporters and candidates who ran in the weekend polls, described by many as chaotic, are still waiting for official results after many complained of vote rigging and irregularities. Many party heavyweights lost, while thousands complained they were denied the right to vote. Lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngogwalo olwethulwe yi-Amnesty International namuhla. Yona ethi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqhubeka esephula amalungelo kaZulu. Uhulumende weMelika wethule ugwalo olufanayo ngeviki edluleyo. Kodwa singakangeni lapho sizakhangela okwenzakalayo kuZANU-PF kulandela ukhetho lwama-primaries osoluphehle ukufuthelana okukhulu kuleli bandla. Kwaziwayo batereri beStudio 7 na Nasi Muchirongwache Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa gwaro raburitswa nasi nesangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu pasi rose reAmnesty International. Iro riri kupomera hurumende yeZimbabwe mhosva yekuramba ichityora kodzero dzevanhu. America yakaburitsawo gwaro rinoratidza zvimwe chete svondorapfuura. Asi tisati tapinda munyaya iyoyo, timbotarisa zviri kuitika muZANU-PF zvichitevera sarudzo dzebato iri dzemaprimaries izo dzakonzera bohwa-bohwa mubato iri. As ZANU-PF party members wait for official results, many are still complaining of rigging and being denied to vote after their names were allegedly not found in the party's registers. The situation was pronounced in Bulawayo, where our reporter Ezra Chizaspanda spoke to party member Melusi Moyo, who complains his preferred candidate who cared about disabled people was barred from contesting.
We are not seeing it as a disabled people in the way how the names were swept away. The names as our one of our a very good icon who were looking forward for his contesting also in the barrier of election voting, which is our Dr. Masuk, who also contributes kindly and every time to people who are disabled, as well as also the liberation struggle, the war veterans. And we don't know who authorized that to move his name away to be also participating for the contest in the...
Are you in ZANU-PF yourself?
Currently, for my own information, yes, I am.
And then
I'm a veteran in ZANU-PF. I'm a legend.
Mm-hmm. And so basically, you did these primaries, both wanted to choose the best candidate, and yes. Now your candidate, his name was removed.
His name was moved by one of the notorious, and I don't know who gave him the post which doesn't belong to him.
That was ZANU-PF supporter Melusi Moyo. He calls himself the legend, a veteran. UEzra uxoxe njalo lo mnumzana Dumezweni Ngwenya, omunye umsekeli weZANU-PF. Yena othi umuntu akade emsekela walisiwe ukuncintisa.
Engikubona kusenzakala, angazi ukuthi kwenzakala kusifundisana. Ngoba kathesi kunje uDr. Masuku wafaka iCV yakhe, iCV went to Harare, iCV kaMasuku sezwa kuthiwa isibuyile. Kutezo siya vizwa mawizo, ilizo rato kisa masuka ni vizwa. And Umashaba was presiding that lokuze. The two of you doctors stood up wa mbuzi kuti, kati ngelami vizwa ukamba jani. Umashaba teaching to explain. Eti vipeki, umlungi zivele skambi mkwa kwenye supporters campaigner. He came to doctor who doctor masuka. Wati mina ni member ya central committee. Ingaate libu ya kupe ni pepa rako jani. Nisali kipa kupe. So we do not know to central committee to superize. Awusafuni ukuthi abanye bangene babuye ku-Central Committee ngoba wena uphakathi. Awusafuni abanye abantu babuye ku-leadership. But as thina nxa sikhangele, we always hear u-president Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi yena, iZANU-PF is for the people. Wonke umuntu uyavunyelwa ukuya kuZANU-PF. Now okobulawayo, ZANU-PF is for Mashaba and Mlungisi. So I don't know ukuthi thina basifundisani kusasa uMlungisi lo Mashaba ukuthi sibe nobutsotsi, sibe izigebengu, sifundele ukuthi sibulale i-development. Because nxa sikhangele u-Dr. Masuku. Unkulunkulu besilethele ingelosi to bring development in Bulawayo. Kozi mina nxa ngikhangele uMasuku ingelosi elethwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi izofaka i-development koBulawayo and bless uPresident Mnangagwa. Because uDr. Masuku has got vision 2030 like our president. UMashaba noMlungisi have got vision 2024 la because of what they are doing.
So lapha nxa ukhangele lapha kutho ukuthi kwenza ukukhethwa laba abafunayo babenze ukuthi banqobe.
Ukwenza ukuthi bayenze khona ukuba befuna ukuthi bona bangafaka abantu babo. Nxa sebesenza ubutsotsi phela sebetshontsha. Anti labana abantu babo babekhona kuground sebebavalela ukuthi bengabakhiphi ukutshontsha kwabo. Lenye ukuthi kungangena abanye abantu phakathi bazayi-expose kuganga kwabo.
UMnumzana Dumezweni Ngwenya, umsekeli weZANU-PF, ubexoxa lapho lo Ezra Chisa's founder we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Lizwile ekhuluma ngomashaba lo mlungisi uthi ibaba yiproblem koBulawayo, ibaba angaqhubanga kuhle ukhetho, kodwa sizamile ukuxhumana labo bobabili laba kodwa sehlulekile. KuHarare Mutori wedu wenawu Godwin Mangudla akataurawo nenhengo yeZANU-PF vatry more chikukumende nezvesarudzo idzi.
Tingati ma problems yenze yekuti pane matati era yekuti staringe ripo as ID yemunhu inobvenda pazasi pangwe takatati era 102 people ndoni ayiripo asi existi chena kuti yedu iri so hai yekuti vanhu vedu vauya kusupota vakawandisa. Problem yatitora ndiyo yekuti pangwe takatati era yenze asi vanhu vedu vauya kusupota hapana noise yamboitika. We record no violence, but it's better this is wrong for most of the about violence in Haiti. The information I took was over my district. And stand up with whatever fight a problem. You want to go and the Matan is a shape of what you design about a problem in Haiti. So far, so far, we don't have a problem. We are resolved. Ipapo tata problem yekuti vanhu vedu vaungana 7 o'clock yekuti tatakamirira mabalot papers edu kuti auye by 7 o'clock saka vanhu vanga vamira for a long time then ma ballot edu atangira kusvikira ku command center ku Hillview vanhu vachizosvika pana pana 10 o'clock basi takaona sei basi tataka kuvota
Primochi kukumende vebato re Zanu PF vachitaura na Godwin Mangudla we Studio 7 vari muarare. Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Now back to the Amnesty International human rights findings in Zimbabwe. The report talks of unlawful detentions and killings of people like opposition CCC member Mboneni Ncube, allegedly by ZANU-PF members, and Tawanda Zvinowanda, who died in police custody after being assaulted by the cops. It also talks about arbitrary arrests and detentions. Citing CCC lawmaker Job Sikala, who has been in jail for close to a year now, Amnesty International says, quote, the right to freedom of peaceful assembly was continuously violated and undermined as police and supporters of the ruling ZANU-PF party disrupted the CCC party's political rallies and attacked its members, close quote. Here is Amnesty International Regional Deputy Director for Southern Africa, Vongai Chikwanda, addressing a press conference in Johannesburg, South Africa today.
So repression is a big problem in Zimbabwe, and I think it's not just the case of Job Sikala. It was 15 other activists who were imprisoned at the same time. And the fact that Job Sikala has not been convicted of any crime is worrying. And your question relates to, I guess, in terms of election reporting or whether there's a de-escalation in violence. At the moment, I think we are documenting the cases of violence that have happened in country in the run-up to the elections. The elections should happen probably in August, or we're not sure because the date has not been set due to various issues that have taken place in country. But our what we have seen is obviously a pattern of a clampdown on journalists, on any opposing force, on anyone who expresses any form of dissent. And this just doesn't go to opposition members. It's even within, you know, general public, and this is concerning. And this is something that Amnesty has also raised, that, you know, the attacks against, we have condemned the attacks against any journalists, we've condemned the attacks against opposition leaders.
Amnesty International Regional Deputy Director for Southern Africa, Vongai Chikwanda, addressing a press conference in Johannesburg, South Africa, today. And now to discuss these very important issues, we are joined by Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF in the UK and opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Muringai. Let me start, welcome gentlemen, and let me start off with Dr. Mavaza. Briefly, give us an update on the primary elections of your party. When can we expect the final results?
The results are trickling in, but the final results will come as soon as the political seats. The process is that when elections are done, the names will go before the Politburo for verification. So whatever we are getting now is what is on the ground. But the actual verified results will be given as soon as Politburo seeks. So there will be no results we get from point A and B until Politburo has set. And again, this shows our democratic way. There is always, it's quite exciting because there are a lot of new faces who have made it into the show tickets to represent their constituencies in parliament. So it's quite exciting for us.
And when does the Politburo seat, Mr. Dr. Mawaza, tomorrow?
Initially, Politburo was supposed to sit this week, but because there have been some few constituencies where complaints have been raised and are looked into, probably it might be delayed to Friday, but it was planned for tomorrow. But until it's confirmed before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, for now, it could be tomorrow, but it could be anytime by Friday.
You are saying these elections clearly indicate that you are a democratic party, Dr. Mabaza, but many people are seeing chaos. All these people in different parts of Zimbabwe complaining that the elections were rigged, that they couldn't find their names, they were not able to vote. And others also saying the ballot papers, you know, there were no names. People had to write names, literally. And clearly, many ZANU-PF, you know, supporters are not happy.
Yeah, it could be the process which people can complain about, or the process which has changed, where you are supposed to put an X, you have to put a full name. This is all because of logistics, like stationery and everything, printing and other things, which might have delayed. But that does not affect the democratic primary concern that we have to choose a person to represent us, the constituents. So the choosing went on. How they were chosen is entirely a secret ballot. But how did we reach to the secret ballot? It might have problems along the way. It was not a perfect way, but it is a democratic way. It was something. So in any case, we should appreciate people would always have a complaint. And we are not saying this was the best. It was not perfect. There were complaints. They are still there. But it was democratic.
Thank you there, Dr. Mabaza. Please do stay on the line. Let me bring in Mr. Moringai on this. I know these primaries have nothing to do with you, Mr. Moringai, as the CCC, but from your standpoint, you're observing, what are you seeing?
I think we have already noticed that ZANU-PF is a confused bunch. Like we've seen, we're in the IT age. I'm not sure why we're having so many problems when we could always computerize everything and make it easier for anybody to vote and dispute any votes. And, you know, if they have any problems, once you computerize everything, it's easier and it's faster. So the other thing that I don't understand, I mean, it is an ZANU-PF issue. Why do they have people voted in and then the Politburo has to confirm? So that's a kind of funny right there. We don't understand, but it's their problem.
Mm-hmm. And now let's move on to the issue of human rights, Mnumzana Moringai, because we saw the Amnesty International today saying that the Zimbabwean government continues to violate human rights. And last week, we saw the U.S. State Department also releasing a similar report saying that all is not well in Zimbabwe when it comes to the issue of human rights. Ungathini ngalokhu Mnumzana Moringai, ikakhulu sikhangela umbiko wethu lwe-America last week, sesibona i-Amnesty International layo namhla ithi hayi amalungelo ayephulwa nguhulumende kamongameli mnangakho.
Ngiyabonga Mnumzana. Into esiyibonayo lapha iZANU-PF vele ayitshintshanga from 1980. Siyakwazi ukuthi vele they have a trail of blood from the history of our country. Into eqakathekileyo lapha is ukuthi khathesi sesiya kukhetho abantu bonke abekhaya beZimbabwe, wherever you are, ma iZANU-PF ibuya lama-inputs, lama-gift lani, lama-shower, lama-cap, ama-t-shirt, tata nini. But ma selingene endaweni yokuvota, i-voti ngeyakho, i-voti i-secret, voteli triple C.
Aha. Indi uya kwamuri Dr. Mavaza, Amnesty International iri kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF iri kuenderera mberi ichityora kodzero dzevanhu. Svondo rapfuura, last week takaona US State Department ichiburisa gwaro rine mafindings mamwe chete. Hanzi hurumende yenyu yeZANU-PF, hurumende yavamunangagwa, iri kuramba ichityora kodzero dzevanhu. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Toti Amnesty International kunyora kwavo kwavaita whatever their findings are, kunyora kwevanhu vaitwa misled nevanhu vavakabvunza. On the ground, Zimbabwe is enjoying the most peaceful moments it has ever enjoyed before during independence, and therefore atina nyaya yekuti munhu angati vanhu vari kutsakatika kana vari kuurayiwa. Yes, pakaitika dambudziko 2 years ago. Pakafa mbongeni nube paya angari maskimishis hondo yakatangwa nevanhu vetriple C pakabayirwa nemapfumo, and it was unfortunate mumwe munhu akafa. We are talking of one death in an election period. Dzimwe nyika dzine ma20 ma30 kuNigeria over 50, but Nigeria haisi kunzi iri mucategory yevanhu vanotyora mutemo. Zvinongoratidza kuti kune vari mushishi rekuda kurwisa hurumende yeZimbabwe, and kana tikada zvakanaka sei havazvione, because mupfungwa dzavo vari kungoda kubvisa hurumende. Chavo chavanoti human rights are respected is only when the government of Zimbabwe is removed, and that is unfortunate, because vana veZimbabwe, hurumende yeZimbabwe yakavhoterwa nevana veZimbabwe. Ndoicho kana vakaramba vachivhotera hurumende yeZimbabwe yakaumbwa neZANU-PF, taramba tichingotonga sekunda kunoita vana veZimbabwe. Saka vana veZimbabwe vachifara kuti munyika medu mune runyararo, hatina hondo, hatina dambudziko, hatina vari kutsakatika, vana chamisa variko, havasi kutsinzirwa, vana biti variko, vanenge vapara mhosva saJob Scala vanosungwa voenda mumatare nanhasi mubateri mucourt. Saka hakuna chatingataura kuti Zimbabwe iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Saka this document is very unfortunate, disappointing, and deeply depressing.
Thank you. Asi US State Department yakaburisawo gwaro rine mafindings mamwe chete, but please do hold your horses. And pavanhu vakashaya, there is also more Blessing Ali enhengo yetriple C. Of course, I know the circumstances surrounding her death. Vamwe may argue that it wasn't politically motivated. There's also Tawanda Zvinowanda, who died in police custody on 17 August last year. Mushure mekuru ari mapurisa. Tine mutereri silo mulalela ecingweni. Mutereri wakadi hako. Halo, mutereri.
Hello.
I think we have lost. Halo, mutereri, muripo here?
Halo, magadi.
Takasimba baba. Tipe ofungwa dzenyu nenyaya iri mudare.
Hello.
Ndati takasimba tokurukura nezvemahuman rights. Hanzi hurumende yeZANU-PF iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya yemahuman rights has been going on for over a decade in Zimbabwe. So the government seems is kutora bold stance kuti igadzirise nyaya iyoyo. is every year to Primary Chingona parents are required to be opposition members. Kusungwa, political violence, ni imijongeka siyana kumaruzeva uko ni madoroba. Paka dai waikwanza kuti pambunya zetu kwa freedom of expression. Maybe taigo na kudinika hii nimberi panya edu ze mirijonga. But it seems vanotaura nemuri kuti vachiti vari kugadziriswa asi ukazoona tatowazi maelections mishonga iyo inoramba ichikwira saka senyika tiri kuita nhanho mbiri kumashure handina kwatirikuti ndakangomira pazvibowani panyaya iyoyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda Mutereri, thank you very much. And for those that are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight we are talking human rights violations in Zimbabwe as alleged by Amnesty International in a report out today. The U.S. State Department also released its own report last week alleging the same. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. As we wrap up, Mnumzana Mringai ngi penduke kuwe. Umzilu babu mabazu ya kulumuta. Ayi amalunge lwa ahlonitshwa eZimbabwe. Kubotshwa abantu abafana labo sikhala kuphela abe phulumthetho.
Hayi, umabaza une city nesilungu selective recognition. Uyena ufuna ukurecognize into abaziyenzayo, but ekhosi ukuthi the whole top leadership of MDC ikathesi CCC babe botshiwe bonke from VP BT, VP Maikore, spokes Fatai Mahere, all these law MP Godfrey Stoney from Chitungwiza. So, and then they shot at President Chamisa's car, the bullets damaged his vehicle, and all these other things. So he has what we are calling selective recognition. Obviously, there's peace in Zimbabwe. If all these bodies from the State Department to Amnesty International are telling you that things are not correct in Zimbabwe, I think Dr. Maraza, as a Fundi, should acknowledge that they have done their research and they know what they are talking about.
Vamavaza tivharirei chirongwa pachidimbo. Pindurai tinzwe. Hanzi muri kutaura makumbo enyoka. Chokwadi ndechekuti hurumende yenyu iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu.
In conclusion, chekutanga ndechekuti vamuringai tinovaregerera hedu nekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe haisi kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Uyezve the fact yekuti the Americans and the Amnesty International vaburitsa document rakafanana zvinongoreva kuti vanga vachishare manotes avo. Otherwise they have not done, they have not gone on the ground, they have not talked to the people, they have not seen the people, they have only relied on the news biased. And Dr. Chiranga ndakuti ndingokomenda point yakaurwa navamuringai kana tanga taikanganwa kwanzi navamuringai vanupf is the confused party vachikomenda
ten seconds Dr. Mabasi
vachikomenda on the primary elections. Vamuringai forgotten kuti ZANUPF has actually done primary elections which his party is running away from. Saka Democratic Party inoita maelections despite kuti anometsa, anovhiringika, but anofamba.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mabasa. Let's leave it there. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Masiba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Mr. Tim Moringai of the CCC. Of course, thank you also to our listeners and viewers at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.